A species of turtle, once common in Massachusetts, is on the decline. As the name suggests, wood turtles live in woodland areas near rivers and streams. Some scientists have begun monitoring them and trying to protect the turtles. WBUR's Lexi Peary recently tagged along with those turtle trackers and has this report.
Behind a baseball field in eastern Massachusetts might not seem like the best place for wood turtles to lay their eggs. But this spot is perfect. It's near a forest where there's plenty to eat and a marsh where they can spend most of their day. The exact location is a secret because conservationists don't really want people looking for these rare turtles.
So right now, as we humans have become way more numerous, wood turtles and many other species have become much less numerous.
That's Brian Windmiller. He's the director of conservation at Zoo New England, the nonprofit that runs Franklin Park Zoo and Stone Zoo. He estimates there are just 1,000 to 5,000 turtles left in Massachusetts, which isn't great because they play an important role in wetland ecosystems. Windmiller says habitat destruction is one reason wood turtle populations are dropping. The other is cars.
Roads in of themselves are probably the biggest problem for many of our rare turtle species in Massachusetts.
To help these turtles make a comeback, Windmiller's organization is working with the Massachusetts Division of Fisheries and Wildlife. Conservationists have mounted radio transmitters on the backs of female turtles to see what they do all day. Today, wood turtle field technician Ryan Razine checks in on some.
That beep right there is the radio that's on her back is sending a signal to this receiver. That's what I follow.
The beeping leads him to a turtle with bright orange markings on its neck and legs. It's about the size of a grapefruit. A wood turtle can live as long as a human, and they lay their eggs in small holes. Razine and other conservationists have put fencing around one of these holes at this park to protect it from foul balls and curious kids. But some nests still aren't safe, says wildlife biologist Julie Lisk. She points to one.
We've been here during ball games, and we just knew it would be walked over, and even if we put screening on it, it just wasn't an ideal location. So we dug that nest up, and it's in incubation.
Lisk and her colleagues will watch over these eggs until they hatch. Then, this fall, these hatchlings and others they collect will be raised in captivity to help the babies grow, away from predators. Windmiller says it's also an opportunity for kids to learn about the species.
We all know about rare tigers and elephants and polar bears, but we tend to know very little about the less flashy rare animals that live right in our backyards.
Windmiller says almost all of these hatchlings will be raised in classrooms.
And here the kids take these little tiny, super vulnerable turtles. It couldn't be more obvious how vulnerable they are. They come out the size of a 50-cent piece. And by caring for them over the course of one school year, grow these turtles to 20 times bigger than they were before.
Windmiller hopes the program will help students and their parents realize protecting these tiny turtles isn't only for researchers. They can help out too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lexi Peary.